Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Welcome to a new day. You know, welcome to life, to joy, to fresh air, and to being perfectly you. I had an experience earlier today when I was attempting to take a picture holding my book. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, I live in the dark, and so it's very difficult to take a picture or a video that someone else can see. So, you know, me and my comical self, I'm convinced I'm going to be able to do this. So I go in and I go, "Dad, can you help me?" And my father is 94 and he would do anything in his life for me and for any of his children. And so he was like, "Sure, baby, I can try to help you." So bless his heart. He's 94, but he's got good eyesight, a strong heart, and a great work ethic. Now, I'm 54, and I've got some vision issues, and it gets to be a little bit on the comical side. So, you know, we're both trying to figure out what button on the iPad to push. You know, technology just keeps going, and every once in a while, it leaves me because they keep modifying things. And I don't know if they have people who are visually impaired that help them or they just don't even think about it, but it's hard for me. Now, on the other side of that, I've got several blind friends who YouTube, they vlog, I think it's vlog, video blogging and all that kind of stuff. And they do it really well. So I'm determined I'm not going to be beat. Now, you'd have to know that most of my days are filled with comedy because I just literally don't see what I think I see half the time. And so I just say, "Dad, let's go ahead and Google. I'm going to Google how to take an iPad." Now, mind you, I have used this iPad since my kids first gave me the iPod and then the iPad maybe 10 years ago, but I haven't taken selfies. And so I had to Google to find out where the switch was to actually get the camera to click, because Daddy's there, bless his heart. He's like, "Baby, I'm getting tired." I'm like, "Okay, well, we can do it." And then all of a sudden, we get a little bit of light and we realize that what we need is the light from his TV. And that gives us just a little bit of life to be able to see where we are in the picture. Right? Now, this still doesn't give us the end results. So then I think, okay, I'll just walk downstairs and, you know, get my son and see if he's available and ask him to do it. And I thought, I was like, you know what? You're going to Google. My whole point with this conversation is, you know, life is as it is. No matter what we're facing or how healthy we are or how, you know, impaired we are in one way or the other, it's life, and it's a part of the process. It's a part of God's process, and therefore, we can't be unhappy about life. We're going to get older. We're going to not be able to do the things we did when we were younger, and, you know, you've got to find some joy in that and smile a little bit and laugh at yourself, because I do it all the time. I remember a friend of mine was coming to visit one day, and I had been sitting there trying to find makeup, and I realized my makeup was probably 10 years old, 15 years old, because I hadn't put any on. And she called, and she was, you know, when we got the sitting and we're talking, she was like, "You know, I feel bad because I didn't have no makeup on." And I was like, "We're in the dark. I can't see that you don't have makeup on." And realistically, I didn't realize, I forgot we were going to be in the dark. So you can't see the makeup I tried to put on. And we just laughed and we enjoyed each other's company. And that, my friend, is love. And love is life. And so you cannot sit still and be unhappy because you don't feel like you're as healthy as you want to be. You can't sit there and cry because you think that you've lived most of your life. You know, I look at my dad's face, and at 94, I just feel blessed. You know, he's saying, oh, nobody wants to see a picture of me. And I'm like, baby, I love you. You have the most beautiful face I've ever seen. And it made me stop and think about the fact that I was trying to put makeup on. And literally nobody's going to see me. You know, I did want to get a nice picture for, you know, the guys to put on social media with the podcast or holding a book and stuff. But you know what? God just says, come as you are, and I will love you. So I'm just telling you to be as you are, and God will love you. You know, if you're 94 and you got some wrinkles, that's a blessing. If you're 54, such as I am, and you got some other issues or wrinkles or whatever you got, that's a blessing. You know, we each woke up this morning, and no matter what we face as we step one foot in front of the other, God loves us. So let's quit complaining. Let's quit complaining, and let's, you know, stop being confused by the messages that media shows us that tells us we have to look perfect. We have to have smooth skin and straight hair and all this makeup on and false eyelashes. I have seen some pictures of people with eyelashes and they almost scare me. I'm sitting there thinking, when did that become the end thing? Because those are some long lashes. And I try not to be, as the kids say, hate, but I don't understand, because I swear I woke up one day and people were walking around with blue hair and purple hair and green hair, and God love them. That's their choice. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it was like I was Rip Van Winkle and I had not been exposed to any of this stuff. And then all of a sudden I look at it and I'm shocked. I mean, I'm literally shocked. And so I'm thinking, I'm 54 and I'm shocked. So I know that people my father's age are probably like me going, wow, life has changed. And so, you know, let's change with it. Let's be who we are and, you know, call beauty what it is. Beauty is life. If you've got freckles, if you've got scars, if you've got short hair, if you've got no hair, you know, the point is you have a life. And you have God. You don't need anything else. You know, you just need to kind of change your view. So as Daddy and I are looking at this iPad, trying to figure out how to put enough light in the room so that we could take a picture, but not damage my eyes. And, you know, trying to figure out where the square was and how to flip the screen around. You know, I was just sitting there smiling. And what I said to him is, I love that we just created another memory of us being us. And that's what life is. You need to just be you. Go out, put on what you want to wear, and be happy. You don't have to have, you know, a fancy car. You don't even need to have, you know, whatever else you think somebody has that you want. You just need to have a good heart, a strong worth ethic, a love for people, and a willingness to be here, to be alive, to enjoy life, and to be kind. In my heart, that's all I think we need. So whether you know how to use a selfie, or you have a selfie stick, or you know how to do the vlogs or go on IG Live or Facebook Live, doesn't matter, because you're still here. You can do a lot of things. And if you're 94, like my dad, life is just beginning. Don't think it's over. Keep marching. Sending you a wonderful, wonderful hug through the universe. Have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Go be happy by being perfectly you. Goodbye.